Chapter 6. All will be well if we abandon ourselves to God. God truly helps us, however much we may feel we have lost His support. There is a kind of holiness in which all the messages from God are bright and clear, but there is also the state of utterly quiescent faith in which all that God tells us is wrapped in the impenetrable darkness which veils His throne, and all we feel is confused and shadowy. In this condition, we are often afraid, like the prophet, of running smack into a rock as we advance through this darkness. We should have no fear. We are on the right path and led by God. There is nothing safer and less likely to lead us astray than the darkness of faith. Yet we want to know which way we must go amidst this darkness. Wherever we wish, it does not matter. We cannot get lost, and there is no road to be found. Nor can we head for any particular destination, for we can see nothing at all. We say, "I am terrified of everything. It seems as if, at any moment, I might fall headlong over a precipice. I know perfectly well that I am obeying the demands of self-abandonment, but it seems to me that whatever I do is far from virtuous. I hear all the virtues complaining that I am deserting them. And the more deeply I am moved by these complaints, the further away does the hidden power which controls me seem to drive me. I love virtue, but yield to this power, and though I cannot perceive that it is a trustworthy guide, I cannot stop myself believing that it is. The spirit seeks the light, but the heart longs for the dark. The words of every intellectual person fascinate my mind, but my heart cares only for the incomprehensible talks and lectures. The whole of my being is so immersed in faith that I love and appreciate those principles, those truths, and those methods in which I can see no point, and where, in contemplating them, my mind becomes confused and faulted. Yet I still feel certain, though I don't know why, that everything is all right, not through any evidence, but because faith convinces me. For it is impossible for God to guide a soul without giving it the certainty that it is on the right path, a conviction which is greater the less it is perceived, and one which conquers all fear and all the reasoning of the mind. It is in vain that the intellect protests and struggles to find a better way. The bride senses the presence of the bridegroom without feeling him, for when she tries to touch him, he disappears. His right arm embraces her, and she prefers to abandon herself to his guidance, even though it seems without rhyme or reason, rather than to try to reassure herself by struggling along the beaten paths of virtue. So come, my soul, knowledge that we are incapable of becoming holy by our own efforts, and put our trust in God, who would have not taken away our ability to walk unless He was to carry us in His arms. What, Lord, is the use to us of being able to see, to feel, and to understand, as we are not making our journey on foot, but are being carried in Your arms? Our trust and our faith will deepen the darker it grows, and as we pass great gorges and jagged peaks and across vast deserts and become terrified by persecution, famine, and drought, and visions of hell and purgatory, we have only to glance at You to feel safe amidst the greatest peril. We shall forget the roads and what they are like, forget ourselves, and abandon ourselves entirely to the wisdom, the goodness, and the power of our guide, and remember only to love you and avoid the slightest sin, and fulfill all our obligations. This, my beloved, is all your children have to do. You take charge of everything else, and the most terrible this everything is, the more surely do they experience your presence. They think only of loving you, and fulfill their little duties like a child playing in his mother's lap, as if there were nothing in the world but his mother and his toys. The soul must move beyond these shadows. The night is not the time for action, but for rest. The light of reason can only deepen the darkness of faith. The only rays which can pierce it must come from the same source as the darkness, from above. When in this darkness God communicates with the soul, he comes as life, but is no longer visible as the way and the truth. During this darkness the bride seeks the bridegroom, but he stays behind her, holds her in his hands, and pushes her ahead of him. No longer is he the object on which our ideas are fixed, but is the principle and source of all things. No matter what troubles, unhappiness, worries, upsets, doubts and needs harass souls who have lost all confidence in their own powers, they can all be overcome by the marvelous hidden and unknown power of the divine action. The more perplexing the situation, the more we can hope for a happy solution. The heart says, all will be well. God has the matter in hand. We need fear nothing. Our very fear and sense of desolation are verses in this hymn of darkness. We delight in singing every syllable of them, knowing that all ends with the Glory be to the Father. So we follow our wandering paths, and the very darkness acts as our guide, and our doubts serve to reassure us. The more puzzled Isaac was at not finding a lamb for the sacrifice, the more confidently did Abraham leave all to providence.